The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led into the desert by the Spirit for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during that time, and when they ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, that I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you but worship me." Jesus replied, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus replied, "It also says you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Barcelona, Spain is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. There's a magnificent port right on the Mediterranean, and when you turn around, there's a broad avenue as wide as a city block from like French Street to Holland Street, and it's called the Ramblas. The first 25 blocks are pedestrian way only, and it's shielded with huge chestnut trees to shield it from the unrelenting heat of the sun during the summer months. And all along either side, as you walk up the Ramblas, are hundreds of tables and chairs. And there'll be 1,000 people sitting there any hour of the day or night, having a lunch or having a drink or a coffee or whatever. When you get to the end of the pedestrian way, there's a huge circle and the traffic begins. And if you continue on the Ramblas, it comes to an end at the foot of a little mountain, and you take the funicular up to the top. When you get there, the view of the city of Barcelona is breathtaking. There's the blue Mediterranean in the background. Gaudi's great cathedral, La Sagrada Familia, is rising up like a phoenix out of the dust. And the whole thing is breathtaking. The Barcelonians named that mountain Tibi Dabo, Latin for "all this I give you," because they contend the only place in the world where Satan could have possibly taken Jesus to tempt him was overlooking their beautiful city of Barcelona. Wouldn't it be great if we could get Eriites to take a pride in their city like that? If you turn around on the top of Tibi Dabo, there's a huge center square, and way in the background is a little church, Church of the Sacred Heart. Very small, but the tracery of the Gothic architecture is breathtaking. Over here again are hundreds of tables with people sitting, sharing a meal, drinking, laughing. There's music, live music, people are dancing in the square. And over here is a merry-go-round and a couple rides, and the children are squealing in delight. That scene is the essence of Catholicism at its very finest. There sits the church in the middle of people's lives, as people embrace one another, support one another in good times and in bad, laugh and cry together, and there's the church. The Frenchman Bellac penned a little poem, "Wherever a Catholic sun doth shine, there's plenty of laughter and good red wine. At least I've always found it so. Bene dicamus Domino, let us bless the Lord." And instead, we've taken that wonderful concept of what Catholicism is, put it over here, and we replace it with guilt. Throw the guilt out. Read the Gospels. Jesus never talks about guilt. Bring back this wonderful sense of the church in the midst of all of the joys and the sorrows of our lives. Wherever a Catholic sun doth shine, there's plenty of laughter and good red wine. At least I've always found it so. Bene dicamus Domino.